So those zero-G flights, what are they really like? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Thanks for joining us. Over the past few days, you've seen pictures and heard accounts of the remarkable introduction of astrophysicist Dr. Stephen Hawking to zero-G flight. On today's Aero News special feature, we're going to revisit another introduction to zero-G. ANN's Pete Combs made the trip with a plane load of journalists, took audio recording equipment with him, and filed this short but very funny report.
Not too long ago, I had a chance to take a parabolic flight aboard one of Zero G's modified 727s, a flight I'll never forget. You know, they call those flights vomit comets, but to me, it was a first-class ticket to the sensations you'd feel as you fly into space. This is a little shorter than our usual special feature, but I hope the content more than makes up for it.
On the heels of the successful flight of Spaceship One, the first manned commercial flight out of the atmosphere, aviation entrepreneur and adrenaline junkie Sir Richard Branson wants to start flying people into suborbital space in just 2 years. It'll cost almost $200,000 per flight, which might be out of reach for some of us. But for a mere fraction of that, you can fly aboard one of two specially modified 727s that belong to a Fort Lauderdale company called Zero G. For just $3,000, you can experience Martian, lunar, and zero gravity. Space Shuttle astronaut Rick Searfoss says it's literally the next best thing to being there.
It is exactly like the sensations of feeling zero-G is exactly what you feel in space.
In fact, the zero-G flights are replicas of the flights used to train NASA astronauts. Only the plane is different. You have to go through a short orientation course.
Remember the hand signals?
Then it's a short bus ride to Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport and onto the plane called G-Force One. There, it's time for our final mission briefing from crew member Jin Shuck.
Hey, everybody.
And then comes the anticipation. As G-Force One takes off and flies west over Punta Gorda and into the Gulf, you think about what it will be like to float like a butterfly. Amy Loboda is an aviation writer from North Fort Myers.
I've done some skydiving, and I had the chance to go fly in the wind tunnel up in Orlando, you know, that's by the attractions, which is an absolute hoot. And I'm thinking this is going to last longer and be even more fun.
Lee Gimple, a freelance writer from Richmond, Virginia, is another of the 30 or so journalists on this flight, and he admits he's a little nervous.
I'm getting a little bit of the butterflies now as we're starting to roll, and I'm looking in front of the seats and seeing there's nothing there. It's sort of hitting home now, I think.
We sit in 30 seats at the very back of the plane. That empty space in front of us is where we'll actually go to experience Martian, lunar, and zero gravity.
We'll be back in a moment with more of today's ANN special feature. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to our Aero News special feature, a parabolic trip over the Florida Panhandle and into the Gulf of Mexico. It's the flight of a lifetime, and we're just about to begin our first parabola.
After about 30 minutes of building anticipation, it's time for our first parabola. As
this wait. Everybody's flying around the cabin, jumping up and down, taking pictures and laughing. It's great.
Amy Loboda is as thrilled with this as I am. Minutes later, it's time to feel what it would be like to walk on the moon.
And here we go. We're pitching over. Whoa! That's amazing. Just amazing. Boy, you just feel like you don't weigh a thing here. You wonder what it would be like to walk on the moon in this kind of gravity because I could barely even stand up.
Now, I'm loving this. Amy's loving this. But Lee Gimple... not so much.
You look a little pensive.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling it in the tummy, but I'm all right.
You all right?
After a couple of more lunar gravity simulations, it's time to go completely weightless.
Coming up to the top of the climb, you can kind of feel it pushing you down into the mat here. And here we go. Now he pushes over, and we are completely weightless. This is amazing. I'm upside down in the airplane. This is incredible. It's great. Oh, yeah.
It's like swimming without water. It's complete freedom from gravity. And if you wonder what it feels like, listen to the laughter. These are supposedly hardcore journalists who are paid to be cynics. Not everyone is cut out for this. Lee Gimple, who was nervous to begin with, loses his lunch along with three or four others.
I said earlier, before the firewall, we were flying up, that I wasn't much of a roller coaster person. I think I proved that to myself.
But for the vast majority of us, it was an experience unlike anything we'd ever felt before. You often hear the phrase, better than sex? Well, in this case, it's absolutely true.
You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at aero-news.net. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the airport.